Well, what are your thoughts on today's game?
I thought first half we played excellent, very, very good. At 2-0, really, probably could have been 3 or 4. Louis Rongley, Robbie Muirhead, Miles Hippolyte, three of them higher along with McCann and Callum Smith were very, very good going forward. And we hurt them, we got in a lot of good areas that that punished them. And you know, on another day maybe we'd have scored a couple, but I was happy, you know, going 2 up, and obviously the latter part of the second half we lost a soft penalty. I can see why the referee gave it, and you know, maybe right to give it. I think we could have done better defensively on it. But we limited my chances first half. But overall, you know, the way they played, the way they went about it, their build-up play, Paul Allen was on the ball all day, and it was a joy to watch at times. Mm-hmm. Some great stuff. And that was what the instruction was at half-time, to try and maintain that. And obviously we had the wind second half, the strong wind. Mm-hmm. But second half comes out and we lose Gregor. Mm-hmm. First 4 minutes of second half. And then we have to adjust by putting a centre midfield player back down to centre half. And we tended to be up against it more so. They stepped up a little bit higher. We couldn't get out, and you know, I thought the referee had a massive part in, you know, the way the game turned out. I'm usually not very critical of referees, and I usually get on with it. But today it was, you know, fairly one-sided in that, in the calls he gave. You know, just overall bookings in terms of what we had in comparison to them was tough. But that's the game, right? You know, that's what I said to them. You know, let me deal with the referee and not the players. And I thought we lost a little bit of concentration in the second half with, you know, what we're trying to do. But it was great for a lot of the younger kids to play. You know, they came on last 30 minutes. They got a lot of time out there. And, you know, a lot of them keep on getting better. You know, I love working with the group. They're a good group. And they're like sponges, some of them. And a lot of things the first half that they did was what we've worked on of late. So that's pleasing. But I'm not disappointed, because, you know, I thought we played very well, and that's an important thing, especially for some of the young kids in terms of their developmental or development.
And Lewis Sawyer was unlucky with his attempt.
It hit the post. I thought if the wind had maybe blown like it was blown 1 second earlier, the ball would have went on the inside of the post rather than hit the post. At least he was there to chase it down to create that, to have the chance. And you know, I didn't think, I think draw overall maybe would have been, the way the second half went was probably fair. But as I said to them, it was good to get, you know, your Robbie Muirhead 90 minutes, your Mel Hippolyte 90 minutes, boys that have been in and about and, you know, dropped out of the first team of late. You know, even McCann, two great goals.
Very good goals.
Two great goals, and he was, you know, him and Callum worked very well together, and that's a positive. And his second goal was a great finish. Just a striker's instinctive finish, and they just keep getting better.
And it was also good to see Louis Longridge back on the pitch after his long time out with injury.
Well, we missed him the second half. You know, if Louis was playing, I'm sure it would have been a different game the second half. We lost a little bit of, you know, just somebody to put their foot in it and, you know, choose the right option to go forward. And we dwelled on it a little bit that, you know, if Louis's playing, that doesn't happen. And that's the qualities that he has. You know, I'm almost hearing from people how good Louis Longridge is, but the influence he can have on the team and in a game is something that, you know, we need in the first team. But it was great to have him back. Great kid, great boy that just wants to play.
He looked a bit rusty
early
at the beginning.
He did.
That's only to be understandable.
He did, and you know, he's been out, what, 2 months, maybe longer, and he's trained a week and a half, and he's always going to be like that. There was tough conditions as well. You know, it was bouncing up and hitting his shin, and you know, but he's got moments that, you know, certainly helps us.
So overall, disappointed with the result, but happy enough with the performance.
Oh, delighted with the first half, and delighted with the effort overall. You know, when you go down so early with 10 players, and you know how we adjusted by putting players in positions that they're not used to playing. You know, with Miles Hippolyte and Robbie Muirhead as two centre midfield players, and when you have that, they're not used to that. And then it's stacked around young boys round beside that. Paul Allen drops back to centre back, albeit he's played there before, but it certainly has an impact, because Paul Allen had an impact in the game in the first half because he was on the ball all game. And in second half, with him going deeper, it changes things.
Yeah.
But their overall effort, I thought their effort was very good. And that's the things the players can control, is their effort. But, you know, ultimately the decisions on the day had a bearing on the result.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not too despondent by it, because, as I said to them, I'm focused on what we did well and the performances with a lot of individuals that were very, very good today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot better than what it was against St Mirren, for
yeah.
sure. Albeit we beat St Mirren 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
So it's another step in the right direction, I think.